ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्। यू कैन बाइंड इट समथिंग। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ब्रखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your participating in this initiative. Sankirtan movement. Today's subject matter is Kirtan.
Yes, Sankirtan process.
Sankirtan. This word Sankirtan is a Sanskrit word. Sam means Sammah, complete. And Kirtan means glorifying or describing. Kirtan is. So, this complete description means complete glorification of the Supreme. Of the Supreme Complete Whole. Kirtan does not mean that you can describe anything or glorify anything that will become Kirtan. From grammatical point of view, that may be Kirtan. But according to Vedic scriptures, when you speak of Kirtan, that Kirtan means describing the Supreme Authority, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of God. That is called Kirtan. Savanam Kirtanam. This devotional service begins from the method of sravana. Sravana means hearing and kirtana and describe. One should describe and one should hear. or the same man himself can describe and hear himself. He doesn't require any other help. Just like if you chant Hare Krishna, you chant and you hear. This is complete. This is complete method. Savanamki. But what is that chanting and hearing? Vishnu. Not of anything else. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam Padaseva. Archanam Vandanam Dasam Satkam Atmanivedanam. You can understand about Vishnu or the all-pervading, absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by these methods. What are these? Savan, hearing. You have to hear. If you hear simply, that is the beginning. You don't require any education. Don't require any development of knowledge in any position. Just like this child, you have seen many times, as soon as he hears, immediately she responds and dances. So, by nature, God has given us this nice instrument, ear. You can simply hear, that's all. But you must hear from the right source. That is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Satam prasangatmama bija sangvita bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Satam prasang. Satam means devotee. Those who are devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are called satam. Satam prasangat mama bija sangvita. Avanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Tajyosana. If you hear from the right source, right source means one must be realized soul, then it will act. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. This katha means these wordings of God or Krishna, they become very relishable, palatable. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana. Rasayana means relief or katha. Tajyosana. Now if you are intelligent enough, if you give your thought also, what is spoken by the realized soul, tajyosana, asu. Asu means very soon, immediately. Apavarga vartmani. Apavarga means release from material entanglement. Pavarga means entanglement. In Sanskrit there are pa pa ba bha ma. Each word conveys some meaning. So they are called pavarga. So apavarga, vartman. The human life is made for advancing on the path of liberation. Apavarga, that is called apavarga. Not entangled. We are already entangled. To accept this material body means we are already entangled. Don't progress in the process of entanglement. That process is karma. So long the mind will be absorbed in karma, you will have to accept this material body. Jang jang bhaapi smaran loke. At the time of death, if your mind is absorbed, oh, I could not finish this work. Oh, I am dying. I have to do this, I have to do that. That means Krishna will give you another chance for doing that. You have to accept. You have to accept. He'll give you a chance. All right. You could not do it, now you do it. You get this body. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Nunang pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaya prinoti. These rascals, they have become mad. Pramatya. Pramatya means mad, intoxicated. Kurute vikarma. By intoxication, they are acting something which they should not have done. What they are doing? Why? Indriya-pritaya. Jad indriya-pritaya. Just like there is very good example. Maharaj Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was planning some intrigue, how to cheat the Pandavas in favor of his own son. So Krishna sent his uncle to advise him not to do that. He understood, but he said, replied, "My dear Akru, whatever you are saying, it is quite all right, but it does not stand in my heart. So I cannot change my policy. I'll have to follow this policy and let whatever it may come." So people become, when they want to satisfy their senses, they become mad, pramatta. So, in this madness, they do everything. Just like we have got many instances in this material life, that sometimes when one is too much after something, he commits some criminal actions, commits even murder. He cannot check himself. Similarly, we are being accustomed to sense gratification. We are mad, and therefore our mind is full, absorbed in karma. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jat indriya pritaya prinoti. So Rishabdev says, na sadhu manne, this is not good. Why this is not good? Because jatva atmanayam asannapi klesad asadhi. This body, although temporary, it is the reservoir of all misfortune. Misery, klesada. Klesada means always giving trouble. These things are to be studied. We should not be a mad. A human life is not meant for that. That is the defect of the present civilization. They are mad after sense gratification, that's all. They do not know what is the value of life. Neglecting the most valuable life, human form of life. And as soon as this body is finished, there is no guarantee what kind of body is going to take next. Suppose in my next life, by chance, I get a life of a tree, oh, for thousands of years I'll have to stand in one place. So they're not very serious. Oh, they even say, what is there? Even if I stand up, I shall forget. Actually, forgetfulness, unless one forgets, he cannot stand up. The tree, if it is not in forgetfulness, it is impossible. Suppose if you are half, you stand up for 3 days here, he will become mad because you are not forgetful. So, by nature's law, all these lower grade of life, they are forgetful. Their consciousness is not developed. Even you cut, just like you, when you cut the tree, it has got life, but its consciousness is not developed, does not respond. Animal. So, this life, human form of life, we should be very careful. This movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for giving perfection to your life. It is not a thing blocked or exploitation. But unfortunately, people are accustomed to be blocked. There is a verse by an Indian poet, Sachcha bole to mare lattha, jhoota jagat bhula. If you speak nice things, so they will be with loggerhead. What nonsense you are speaking. And if you give them bluff and cheat them, they will be very glad. Yes. Jhoota jagat bhula. So if you bluff that you make this and you become within 6 months a god and you give me my fees, they will be angry. Yes, you take these fees and I shall become within 6 months god. No, these things will not solve your problem. If you want actually to solve the problems of life in this age, then you have to take to this process of kirtan. That is the recommendation. Kirtan. In this age, Kali Yuga, Kalo naste manaste manaste vadati rannatha. You cannot execute any other process of self-realization or perfection of life except this. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama iva kevalam. The same thing. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu and Hari, the same thing. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu and Hare Nama iva kevalam. You'll find in Vedic literature all the symmetry. There is no difference of opinion. So this kirtan, our subject matter, is essential in this age. In all shastras, all Vedic literature, it is confirmed. kalau tad harikirtana krite jadhyato vishnu. Meditation of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Vishnu, the same Vishnu, not anything else. Krite jadhyato vishnu. Dhyanavasthitana Dhyana means meditation. Jangamram Mahavarunanda Rudra Marutastunanti Dibbaistabai. Vedai Shanga Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Jang Samala. Dhyanavasthita Hridgatena. Yogin. Dhyana. This dhyana, this meditation process was possible in Krite, in the Satyayuga. That is not possible when people used to live for many, many years. Well, now they will not believe. But sometimes there was when people used to live for 100,000 of years. At that time it is called Satyayuga. And then meditation was possible at that time, because it takes a very, very long star, just like Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 of years. So that is a long-term process, and it is not possible to execute in this age. If you make one first, that is another thing. But actually, if you want to meditate, it takes a very, very long time to make perfect. Krite jadhyato vishnu tritayang jajato makhai. And in the next stage, by performing various kinds of sacrifices, ritualistic sacrifices as recommended in the Vedas, that was possible. And dāpare parisat jāyāṁ, the dāpar yuga, next age, by temple worship, parisat jāyāṁ, kalau tad harikītana. The same result you can achieve by this process, harikītana, not other kītana. Because this harikītana was inaugurated, started. Of course, Hari Kirtan is there always, but officially it was started 500 years ago from Bengal by Lord Chaitanya. So, in Bengal there is a competition between the Vaishnavas and the Shaktas. The Shaktas also introduced a certain type of kirtan, which is called Kali kirtan. But according to Shastra, there is no recommendation of Kali kirtan. Kirtan means Hari kirtan. Kirtan means Vishnu kirtan. No other kirtan. He cannot say, you are Vaishnava, you can perform Hari Kirtan, or I shall perform Shiva Kirtan, or Devi Kirtan, or Ganesh Kirtan. No. Shastra does not say any other Kirtan. Shastra says Hari Kirtan. Kirtan means Hari Kirtan. Hari Kirtan. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is said that Krishna Kirtana, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, we'll find Sukhdev Goswami says, Kalo Dosa Nidhi Rajan Yasti Eka Mahanaguna. Kirtana Deva Krishna specifically mentioned. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang. If one simply takes to this kirtan process, Krishna kirtan, kirtana, kirtana eva, only this eva, this word is used to stress only. Kirtana eva Krishnasya, just like Hare Nama eva. Eva means only. So you'll find everywhere. So this simple process, Krishna Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. 16 words. Actually there are 3 words, Hare Krishna Rama. But they are very nicely arranged for chanting. So everyone can take and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And that is practically proof, since we have started this movement in the Western countries, all foreigners, Europeans, Americans, the Africans, the Egyptians, the Japanese, and everyone is chanting. There is no difficulty. There is no difficulty. They are chanting very gladly. And they are getting the result. So what is the difficulty? We are distributing it without any charges. And it is very simple. And simply by chanting, you realize yourself, self-realization, God-realization. And when there is self-realization, God-realization, then there is this nature's realization also. Tasmin vijñāte sarvam evam vijñātam bhavant. Just like if you try to learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9 and 0, 1 is already there, then your whole arithmetic is steady. This 10 figures, because arithmetic means simply changing this place of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, that's all. Similarly, if you simply study Krishna, then your all knowledge is perfect. You don't require any other endeavor to exert, to understand. Tasmin vijñāte sarvameva vijñātam bhavanti. And that Krishna can be understood simply by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna. So, why don't you take this opportunity? It's a great opportunity offered to the human society. It is very scientific, authoritative, old, Purana. It is not that it is something concocted, introduced, say, for 3 or 4 years. No, don't think. Just like I have several times repeated, this Krishna philosophy, Krishna himself said, himagavivasate yogam prattvana hamabhaya. This is abhayam yogam. Abhayam means inexhaustible, indestructible, never lost, never destroyed. It may be covered for the time being, but it is never destroyed. Therefore, it is called abhaya. Abhaya means inexhaustible. Just like boy means expenditure. Just like you have got 100 pounds, if it is spent one after another, then one day it comes to zero. That is boy. Expand. But this is not that. If you cultivate this knowledge, Krishna consciousness, it will increase. That is the recommendation by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ānandam buddhi vardhanam. Ānanda means pleasure, transcendental bliss. And ambudhi, ambudhi means ocean. In the material world, you have seen the ocean, but it does not increase. But here, if you culture this Krishna consciousness, your transcendental bliss will simply increase. Ānandam buddhi vardhanam. And the process is, I shall always remind you, that the process is very simple. Anyone can chant anywhere without any tax, without any loss, but the gain is very great. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains about this kirtan movement.
আপনার
আশীর্বাদ চাই, শিক্ষা শিক্ষা মিন্স ইনস্ট্রাকশন এন্ড অষ্টক মিন্স এইট হি হ্যাজ গিভেন আস এইট ভার্সেস টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দিস কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট এন্ড আই শ্যাল ট্রাই টু এক্সপ্লেন প্লিজ হিয়ার অ্যাটেন্টিভ. The first instruction is, the Lord says, Cetadarpana Marjana. I think I have explained this several times, again, repeatedly, just like we chant Hare Krishna repeatedly, there is no, I am to say, tiresomeness. This boy, they can chant Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. They will never get tired. They will dance and they will chant. And you also, if you try, you will never get tired. Because it is not material. In the material world, if you chant anything, any favorite name, for 3, 4, or 10 times you will get tired.
Yes.
That's a fact. But because it is not material, if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you'll never get tired. And the more you chant, your heart will be cleansed from all material dirty things. Chita darpana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam, and the problems of your life within this material world. These are simple words, but it requires lots of explanation. What is the problem of our life? That we do not know. The modern education never gives enlightenment. What is the problem of life? That is indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. That those who are educated, advancing in knowledge, they should know what is the problem of life. That problem is, of life is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dushanu darshanam. One should always feel the inconvenience of taking birth, janma mrityu. Inconvenience of death, jara, inconvenience of old age, and inconvenience of disease. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So nobody is taking care. When they are diseased, they think, all right, I am diseased, let me go to the doctor and he will give me some medicine, it will be cured. But he does not take seriously that I did not want this disease. Why this disease is there? Is it not possible to make me free from the disease? He never thinks. That means the intelligence is very low grade. Ah, just like animal. Animal is suffering, but it has no sense. Ah, it is brought before the slaughterhouse. If the animal is seeing that another animal is being slaughtered before him, but still he is satisfied with a morsel of grass, he'll stand there eating the grass. This is animal life. He does not know that next moment my turn, I shall be slaughtered. I've seen it. In a Kali temple I've seen. The goats are sacrificed. So one goat is already there for being sacrificed. Another goat is very happy eating grass. That's all. So similarly, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir was asked by Yamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? Can you explain? So he explained, yes. What is that? Na ahannahani lokani gacchanti jamamandira. Every moment we see that our friends, our relatives, our fathers, our family members, or he or she dying. Sesasthitamichchan. But the others, they are thinking, I shall live forever. He never thinks that I shall die. He is satisfied, the same animal. He never thinks that the next moment I will be slaughtered. He is satisfied with the grass, that's all. Ahara nidra bhaya maitra. He is satisfied with the sense gratification. He does not know that I am also going to die. My father has died, my mother has died, my grandfather has died, he has died, she has died. So I'll have to die. Then what is after death? Oh no. So this is the problem. But they do not take it seriously. But Bhagavad Gita indicates, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosana darshan. That is real education. That is real education, to see that I do not want to die. Why death comes? That is real inquiry. I do not want to become old man. Why old age comes upon me? But they do not take it seriously. But Bhagavad Gita says that this is the problem. So we have got problems. Many problems, but this is the sum and substance of all problems. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosana darshanam. In order to solve the problems of your life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chetadatpana marjanam bhava mahadabhagni nidvapanam. Immediately, the blazing fire of problematic life is extinguished. As soon as your heart is cleansed by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, the blazing fire of material existence immediately. How it is immediately extinguished? Because cleansing of heart means you understand that I do not belong to this material world. Brahma Bhut. That is Chetadarpana. Now I am identified with this material world. I am Indian. I am Englishman. I am this, I am that. Because I am identifying with this material world. But if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you realize that you are not this body, you do not belong to this material body or this material world, but you spirit soul. You are part and parcel of the Supreme. You are eternally related with Him. You have nothing to do with this material world. This is called liberation. Knowledge. If I am got to do anything with this material world, then that is nibbana. This knowledge, that is called Brahma Buddha. Prasannat. Then I have no duty. Actually I have no duty. Because now I am identified my existence, this body, with this material world. I have got so many duties. So Bhagavad therefore says that so long there is no self-realization, we have got so many duties and debts also. Devarsi bhutana bhutartha nirana pitrina. We are debtor to the demigods. Demigods means, don't think it is fictitious, it is fact. Demigods we accept just like the sun, moon, the air, they are all demigods. Just like you have got director of a department. Similarly, for heating department the sun god is there, for air department the Varuna is there. Similarly, there are departmental demigods. And the Vedas, they are stated. They are controlling deities. So you cannot neglect them. Deva, Rishi. Rishi means the great sages, philosophers who have given us the knowledge. You are debtor to them. And Bhuta, ordinary living entities. So there we are debtor. As soon as we take birth anywhere, we are debtor to so many things. But it is impossible to liquidate all these debts. Therefore, Shastra recommends, sarvātmanāja saranaṁ saranaṁ gato mukundaṁ parihṛtta kartta nāyaṁ rinīca nakinkara rājan. My dear king, anyone who has taken shelter to the lotus feet of Mukunda Saranyam, who is worthy, we take shelter of an officer, we take shelter of a physician, we take shelter of a lawyer when you are in trouble. We take shelter. Without shelter, we are not existing. Because the threefold miseries are there. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. We have to take shelter. But the real shelter is Krishna. That Krishna says that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. If you take shelter unto me, you haven't got to take shelter of so many things. So one that sarvameva vijñātam bhavati. So this is taking shelter of Krishna. The beginning is this chanting and hearing. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. So our fervent request, humble request to everyone who is present here and who is not present here. That is our very, very humble submission. Padayo nivatta kityacha aham kakusatam bravim. I am flattering you, I am just falling down onto your feet, please accept this. He is Sadhava. This is a verse by Prabodhananda Saraswati, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He submitted this verse that Dante Nidhayat Natam Padayo Nipatya. My dear sir, I have taken a grass in my mouth and I am falling down on your feet and I am flattering you hundreds of ways. Aham bravimi, I am submitting something to you. So those who are going to preach this philosophy, they have to adopt this means. Humbly, most humbly, submissive. Padavanipatta, Pityasatakusatamahanga. He sadhava, you are very nice man. You are very honest man, sadhu. Sakalameva vihaya dura. You give up all these nonsense things. Any nonsense, give up. Simply, sakalameva vihaya dura. Chaitanya Chanda Charane Kuritanura. Simply you submit unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and chant Hare Krishna. Thank you.
If you'd like, parents, you may ask any questions of Prabhupada. You may have to ask. You can please stand up and ask them. That is very nice.
Because you are a great politician, therefore I approached you. Is that all right? Do you think that politician will be able to help us? I also approached Gandhi. I approached Mahatma Gandhi that, Mahatmaji, you have got some influence over the world. Now you have got Swaraj, independence. Now you give up politics. You preach Bhagavad Gita. Wherever you go, you take this Bhagavad Gita and your picture is there. Now you take seriously Bhagavad Gita and you preach. You see? But the disease is so strong that even Mahatma Gandhi in his later days, he was not liked by his disciples like Patel and Jawaharlal Nehru. He was interfering, and it is a great story, and perhaps he was killed for that purpose. So the material attachment is so strong that even Mahatma Gandhi could not give up politics, and he died for it, that's all. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for everyone, but it is for the fortunate person. Jisam antagatam papam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who has been freed antagatam, ended. Jesam antagatam papam, sinful life. Jesam antagatam papam janana punyakarmana. And one is who is simply engaged in pious activities. So, te jannamahalin mokta, he can become freed from all kinds of dualities and engage himself in Krishna consciousness. He can. So it is very difficult also to accept this Krishna consciousness. Because this is the condition. Jesa antagatam papam. Papam means, what do you mean by papa? Sin. Just like, what is criminality? Criminality means disobedience of the state law. Just like even if you do not know what is the regulation, just like in America, the cars are driven on the right side, here on the left side. So by even without knowing that cars are to be driven on the left side, you drive on the right, you become a criminal. Knowingly or unknowingly, actually we commit sins by ignorance. So it does not mean a sinful man is always sinful knowingly. No, unknowingly. Similarly, people are engaged in so many humanitarian work, so-called humanitarian work, that they do not know that they are engaged in sinful activities. They do not. They do not know that they are engaged in sinful activities. Anything in the karma jagat is sinful. That is, it is not that I am manufacturing. You will see in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagyartha karma annatra karma bandhana. Simply you can act for yajna or Vishnu. Otherwise you are criminal, that's all. Either you become Mahatma, this Atma, that Atma. If you do not act for Vishnu or yajna, you are criminal. Therefore, Krishna says, Jesa Amantagatam Papa. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not easy also. It's very difficult. But it has been made easy by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. He has simply given us this chanting process, the chant. So any fortunate man who takes this seriously, he becomes freed from all sinful reaction and takes Krishna consciousness seriously. For a Krishna conscious person, there is no material world. You follow? For a Krishna conscious person, there is no material world.
Why is there a material world then?
Yes, that you have to understand.
But why?
I'll say you. For a Krishna conscious person, try to understand me. Actually, there is no material world. Just like the sky. The sky is one. There is no second sky. But when the sky is covered, That is called clouded sky. Try to understand. The sky is one, but somehow or other when the sky is clouded, it is called clouded sky and you cannot see the sun. Similarly, there is no material things. Isha vasavidam sadma. But when you forget Krishna, that is material one. When you forget, just like when you forget your state laws, you are criminal. Otherwise, there is no criminality. So this forgetfulness without Krishna consciousness means material life and sinful life. And with Krishna consciousness means there is no material life, there is no sinful life. Material world means Krishna, forgetful of Krishna consciousness. That's all.
What happens to all the suffering? There's nobody comes home
suffering. What is that? She said, what about all the suffering? If everybody sings and dances, what about all the people who are
well, those who are singing and dancing, they are not suffering. You may be suffering. That's all. They are not suffering.
But what do you do about the suffering?
No, nobody is suffering in Krishna consciousness.
What about us then?
What is that?
You're not suffering, but what about the other people?
Other people, let them take to Krishna consciousness. That's all. Why they are suffering? Let them take to Krishna consciousness. You are confessing for that. Why don't you take it? Wrong is this, forgetful of Krishna consciousness.
Is the material world
forgetful? Though I told you, just try to understand. Material world means forgetfulness of Krishna
consciousness.
Where is material world? You do not understand what I explained. Actually, there is no material world. When you are forgetfulness of Krishna consciousness, that is material.
Surely the Krishna consciousness makes the material world more wonderful. Why did God create the world if it is there?
You answer. See, trying to understand what Prabhupada is trying to explain is simply that everything is, to the person who has vision, everything is spiritual, but it is due to forgetfulness that things become material. Just like there is always the sun shining, but to those people, when the clouds are up there, it appears that the sun is not shining, but factually the sun is always shining. But similarly, God or Krishna, he is always there.
And to a person,
please wait, just let me finish. And to a person who chants the mantra and takes the spiritual understanding, he erases the dust or the clouds away so that he can always see Krishna and his life becomes perfect and happy. The reason that it appears to you that there is a material world is simply because the clouds are still in front of you, that the material consciousness is still there. It is something which takes chanting. If you chant, you will begin to see that the dust disappears, the misery, the material consciousness will go the more you chant.
But physical things are happening.
No, try and understand. Try and understand. The point is not that there is not physical. There is physical. There is form. But there is spiritual form and material form. You should understand. We don't say there is no form. We say there is form. But we say that form is spiritual, you see. And it only becomes material when you forget Krishna and you use the form to satisfy yourself. Just like this microphone that Prabhupada is using. It is spiritual because it is being used to glorify Krishna. But it can become material if it is used simply for someone's own sense gratification. Everything is spiritual when it is used in the service of God or Krishna, but it becomes material when it is simply used to satisfy your body or your mind.
Yes, I see that. So you're saying that material things are spiritual, then?
Yes, but they have been misused. Everything has become misused in this world. So now it has become material. When it is properly used again, it will regain its original spiritual position.
It's the use of what?
It's the use of each thing. You must use things spiritually for Krishna.
But it still exists before what? Is that how it is?
Yes, the way to help people who are miserable is to teach them who they are, so they will understand who they are and who God is and what their relationship with the Supreme is. Then they will be happy, not simply by feeding their body.
Yes, what? And who are we then?
Yes, that is who Prabhupada is explaining. We are spirit souls. We are servants of God, part and parcel of God. We are spiritual by nature, but we have forgotten our original position, and we think now that we are material of this body. Therefore, we are unhappy because we only try and satisfy our body. So if we will remember we are spiritual, then we will learn to satisfy our soul. That is to understand who Krishna is. That is Krishna. Yeah, then it becomes spiritual once again. Yes? What will happen? She says if she leaves here now and sings and dances on her way home, some policeman will see her and think that she is mad and will take her and lock her up.
So you better dance with that. The policeman will not touch you. You dance with that.
If you are interested in chanting this mantra, is that you need to have to dance. For instance, when we come here sometimes, we are chanting quietly, just quietly to ourselves, so that it does not appear. Perhaps it would appear strange if we dance. And then when we come into a temple or into a hall such as this, then we dance where it will not be considered too much strange. But if it is very strange on your way home or near your neighborhood, then simply chant softly to yourself, and no one will take offense.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
No, ma'am, I'm simply saying if you feel that you need to take into account, then you can do so. But just as we chant in the middle of the street, day in and day out, and people are very much happy to see us, and the policemen, they go, oh, Hare Krishna. So they do not think we are mad at all. In fact, many people say, what are you doing? And when we explain, we are chanting Hare Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness to all mankind. They say, that is very nice. Where is your temple? So we may come and find out more. So on the contrary, they do not, neither do they think we are mad, but they are interested to find out more. And I think if you will take to this, you will find out that yes, people will ask you what you are doing. But if you have the answers, if you study carefully our philosophy, they will be very much convinced and impressed by your conviction.
Why are you afraid of the son of Hare Krishna in this prison? Even if you are taken into the prison, what does it matter? Jesus Christ prayed to his Lord, prayed to his God, and he was crucified. He was killed for it. What is the result? How many followers has he got? They worship Jesus Christ now.
Yes, but you needn't be killed for it. Prison, that's a sin.
Does it? You will have all the followers. You'll get the reward for it. If you are really convinced about Hare Krishna, really convinced, go and do what you like.
So you can chant peacefully now.
Hare Krishna. You will get the glory for it. Never mind about where you sit. Then you have millions of followers. Never mind about what.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। वैष्णविंद की जय। हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषादि गौर भक्तनंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड की गोवर्धन की जय। धाम की जय। नवदी धाम की जय। नारायण की जय। की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। हाँ वही तो भक्तवृंद की जय। इंद्रियासमल डिवोर्स। इंद्रियासमल डिवोर्स।
You are all very kind for coming here today, and it's very nice that you have come. But just see, there are so many amazing people living in this big city, that only 25 of all of them have come. But in Christian consciousness, just one sincere person will come forward and take fully the learning about Krishna. And we can understand that one person will do that.
Oh,
he will benefit so many millions of people throughout the world. So in 2 weeks from today, on the 14th of this month, we will be officially opening our Radha Krishna Temple on 7 Bury Place. And at that time, the deity will be installed in our temple, and there will be big feasting all day long. And we are inviting all of you to come at that time to join with us for the most joyful celebration, the 14th of December. And I must say that we have still much to do in our temple, and it is very much at the mercy of Krishna that we will get everything done. And similarly, we have many temples throughout the world, and we wish to open many others. And because all of you are so sincere that you have come here today, I am going to put this big request upon you all. If there were more of you, then it would be easier. But now, the burden rests upon 25 of you. You must come forward in prayer to help us in your Christian consciousness. Just today, I was told that if a person is very poor and takes this Krishna consciousness, there is a chance that he might fall away. And if a person is very wealthy and takes this Krishna consciousness, there is a chance that he may fall away. But if a person is both happy and has some money and takes this Krishna consciousness, there is a good chance that he will last and never fall. So all of you seem to be very happy people. And you also seem to be very, very wealthy people. Therefore, I place the following request upon you.
that you will all take part in this Krishna consciousness at this time. I'll come around, and I'm asking each of you to give a large sum and donation of 10 shillings to 1 pound. And you may say that is very great. Many times the way I've paid to come in here and listen. But I say to you that we have so many temples, and we are teaching simply for people to become God conscious in the day. One few people, we are only people teaching so simply by chanting Hare Krishna. And we need your help, we need your financial support. So please, I'll come around and see if you cannot give 10 shillings to 1 pound at this time, which will help us so much in constructing a very beautiful temple which will open to the public 24 hours every day. So please, take this chance to take an active part in our Krishna consciousness movement. It is for all people after all, so we wish you to take part in it.
Thank you very much.
कभी इधर शाम को स्वामी जी आना चाहें तो आ सकते थोड़ा सा मेरे को अपने आप अपने आप आप स्वामी जी का मिल गया कैन आई कम सम टाइम इन द इवनिंग
I'm not planning to.